Saudi Crown Prince pledges $1 trillion investment in U.S. during meeting with Trump. Washington, Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman said during his meeting with President Donald Trump on November 18 that he will boost the investment partnership with the United States from $600 billion to $1 trillion. The Crown Prince told reporters that an announcement would be made today and tomorrow regarding the new investment commitment. The investments will focus on what he described as real opportunities in areas such as artificial intelligence and magnets. Trump welcomed the commitment from Saudi Arabia, saying, "I'm glad you got that out. I didn't want to be the one to tell them, but that's great news." Bin Salman responded, with a smile, "You keep increasing, Mr. President, each time the opportunities are increasing more and more." Trump is hosting the Crown Prince at the White House, marking the Crown Prince's first visit to the presidential residence in 7 years. Trump greeted the Crown Prince with a welcome ceremony on the south lawn of the White House that included a flyover of 6 U.S. fighter jets, 3 F-35s and 3 F-15s. Following the ceremony, the president walked the Crown Prince along the new Presidential Walk of Fame he created along the West Wing colonnade. The two leaders are expected to discuss a wide range of bilateral and regional issues during their meetings in the Oval Office, which will be followed by a bilateral lunch in the Cabinet Room, according to the White House. Tonight, the President and the First Lady will host the Crown Prince at a formal dinner in the East Room. The Saudi Foreign Ministry said in a November 17 post on X that the Crown Prince, widely known as MBS, would meet Trump to discuss bilateral relations, ways to strengthen them across various fields, and issues of mutual interest. The Crown Prince's working visit comes a day after Trump said he intends to approve the sale of advanced F-35 Lightning II stealth fighter jets to Saudi Arabia, a move that would significantly expand the kingdom's military capabilities. Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office on Monday, he said, "I am planning on doing it. They've been a great ally, we'll be selling F-35s." During a panel discussion with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace on November 17, former U.S. Ambassador to Saudi Arabia Michael Ratney said buying F-35s may conflict with Riyadh's long-term goal to develop a domestic defense industry. Ratney said Saudi Arabia may be more interested in a long-term security partnership with the United States. He said Trump may offer a security pact via executive order, as he did with Qatar, but warned that such a pact, which falls short of a Senate-ratified treaty, could falter after Trump leaves office. "I think at heart, what they want is something long-term and predictable," Ratney said. It is unclear whether Trump will condition the sale on Saudi Arabia's willingness to join the Abraham Accords, normalization agreements first signed in 2020 between Israel and several Arab states. Last week, Trump said he believed Saudi Arabia could join fairly shortly as Washington works to reinforce the Gaza ceasefire and pursue broader regional stability. Riyadh has publicly stated that normalization with Israel remains contingent on concrete progress toward establishing a Palestinian state, a condition Israel's current government opposes. Saudi Ambassador to the United States Rima Bandar Al-Saud described the Crown Prince's visit in a November 17 post on X as a new and exciting chapter in Saudi-U.S. relations that continues to uplift both our people, strengthen our shared future, and contribute positively to global stability. The visit also follows the adoption of a U.S.-drafted UN Security Council resolution on November 16 endorsing Trump's Gaza ceasefire plan. Saudi Arabia had voiced support for the resolution ahead of the vote. After meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and other U.S. officials, Saudi Defense Minister Khalid bin Salman al-Saud said last week, "We reviewed the Saudi-U.S. relations and explored ways to bolster our strategic cooperation." Saudi Arabia remains a key U.S. trading partner in the Middle East, with $9.5 billion in Saudi investment in 2023, according to the White House. In 2024, Saudi Arabia goods trade totaled $25.9 billion, with U.S. exports at $13.2 billion, imports at $12.7 billion, and a trade surplus in goods of $443 million, the White House said in a fact sheet published in May. The Saudi Crown Prince's visit to Washington is his first trip since the 2018 killing of Saudi critic Jamal Khashoggi in Istanbul. Khashoggi, a U.S. resident and Washington Post columnist who had criticized the Crown Prince's policies, was killed and dismembered by a team of operatives linked to the Crown Prince in October 2018 in the Kingdom's consulate in Istanbul. A February 2021 report issued by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence said, "We assess that Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman approved an operation in Istanbul, Turkey, to capture or kill Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi." Riyadh denied any involvement by the Crown Prince, but the Saudi leader acknowledged responsibility as the kingdom's de facto ruler. Correction, a previous version of this article misstated a quote by President Donald Trump. The Epoch Times regrets the error.